determining UK genuine and subsisting relationship. For settlement visa in the UK. If you are a fiancé, proposed civil partner or spouse of lawfully resident in the UK or UK citizen, the guidelines are set to determine as to assess the relationship as genuine and subsisting when an applicant is applying for the purpose sought to settle in the UK. This eliminates and identifies forced marriages or relationships obtained in fraud or sham marriage or popularly known as marriage convenience that is orchestrated in relation to claim for family migration in the UK, which can for automatic refusal should the applicant fails to prove that the relationship is genuine and subsisting. The assessment of the application, which will be performed by the case officer usually based on the entire application, but on the basis of a genuine and subsisting relationship, they would also reckon as to what the cultural practices in seldom occasions, whereby the applicant's religious belief, tradition, is part of the factor to consider in tune with their claim on a genuine and subsisting relationship on which the case officers are aware of, depending on what evidence of documents are being presented by the applicant. Caseworkers must take into account normal practices for marriages and family living according to particular religious and cultural traditions when considering under the family members of Appendix FM of the Immigration Rules Annex FM Section 2.0. As such factors below, which is mentioned at Section 3.2, factors which may be associated with a genuine and subsisting relationship. The couple are in a current, long-term relationship and are able to provide satisfactory evidence of this. The couple have been or are cohabiting and are able to provide satisfactory evidence of this. The couple have children together, biological, adopted or stepchildren, and shared responsibility for them. The couple share financial responsibilities, for example a joint mortgage/tenancy agreement, a joint bank account and or joint savings, utility bills in both their names. The partner and or applicant have visited the other's home country and family and are able to provide evidence of this. The fact that an applicant has never visited the UK must not be regarded as a negative factor, but it is a requirement of the immigration rules that the couple have met in person. The couple, or their families acting on their behalf, have made definite plans concerning the practicalities of the couple living together in the UK. In the case of an arranged marriage, the couple both consent to the marriage and agree with the plans made by their families. Where Section 3.2 outlines the factors which may be associated with a relationship that is not genuine and subsisting, it may or may not directly imply a possible automatic refusal. If you have at least one or more listed at Section 3.2, case officer/S will further make a necessary investigation, verification to scrutinize the application on this basis, or may ask additional substantial documents or evidence against such findings if any, but the logic of assessment as to whether to grant or refuse the application may differ according to entire assessment of the application, as they would assess it according to the individual circumstances of the applicant and any additional evidence which is material to the application.